It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, October 11th, 2009.
Only FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisgild, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of pirate radio and LPFM, free media, all that good stuff. We got a really good show for you this week. Several pirates in the news stories this week, including a pirate bust in Russia, and some LPFM action in Boston, and another write-up of Pirate Cat Radio. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a whole bunch of really good off-air recordings for you this week, and if we have some time, some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisgild.
Well, we're going to get right into Pirates in the News this morning. Radio Dr. Tim, the newsletter of Radio Dr. Tim that covers the European shortwave pirate news, is reporting some bad news from Russia. From the deep south of the Russian Empire of the Northern Caucasus, the pirate radio station Snowball, I'm not going to be able to say that in Russian, Radio Snowball was taken off air by the Russian authorities of the PTT. Dr. Tim further reports that the entire studio was confiscated and seized. Details on the raid are a little sketchy coming in from Russia this morning, as not much is known about Radio Snowball. Dr. Tim is reporting that the Russian authorities have seized Radio Snowball in the Northern Caucasus. A little bit closer to home, I was reading an article about pirate radio in the Dorchester News titled, "Low Power Radio Has a Role to Play in Making Communities." This Boston area newspaper discussed some of the stations in their local area, including the FM pirate Hot 97 Boston, which has been playing hide and seek with the FCC, and also GRLZ Radio, a local internet stream and micro broadcaster. What I found interesting was the open question the author posted to the FCC regulator, which was, these stations actually do have an audience, so you have to ask yourself, if people are listening, are they not filling a need? And of course, you know, I believe, pirate radio is finding a need, and I found that little quote there strikingly profound, that if they're actually having an audience, therefore they are filling a need. Anyways, links to that article in the Dorchester News will be in the show notes, piratesweek.info. Katie Berzoch did a really nice write-up on Pirate Cat Radio on the website Imagine 2050, the standard article that is written every month or so on what is probably the most well-known pirate radio station operating in the United States. That's Pirate Cat Radio. She describes the cafe and Monkey, the owner and operator of Pirate Cat, and some background on the station. It's a fun read. Links, of course, in the show notes. And finally, over on Alt Radio Pirate Forum, the Bastard posted a link to a magazine, or at least a zine in a PDF form, kind of a beginner's guide to creating your own FM pirate radio setup, available for download. Like I said, it's a PDF. Links in the show notes.
FR and forum postings.
With that, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant postings on free radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. From an official press release of the Rodent Revolution comes word of a new WBNY production. A new Wee Monkey Radio WMR program is available on his homepage, shortwavepirate.info/WBNY, and also mirrored on worldmicroscope.com. Cosmic Debris also points out there is two new shows with a new WSTH program also uploaded. That's We're Stairway to Heaven Radio, WSTH, also on the homepage for WBNY. Cosmic Debris posts that he has been doing some house cleaning on the FRN, removing a bunch of old inactive accounts. He also posts the lists of all the accounts he has deleted. The Poet gives an update on his U-verse internet provider box. We reported last week on this ongoing thread that his U-verse box that supplies internet, cable TV, and phone connection shuts down when he broadcasts with higher power. The Poet reports that there was no shutdown during the test the other night after he has tuned up to about half power, running 45 watts of carrier and about 90 watts on the peaks. Before that, at full power, everything did shut down. He has attached a ferrite choke that he had on hand and ordered several more to alleviate the problem. Every time he tunes up on a full power, he loses pretty much everything going through that box: phone, internet, and cable TV. Over in the workshop forum, Radio Anarchy posts about that annoying 60 hertz hum on strong signals in portable shortwave receivers while powering it with a wall wart, and he asks if he's looking for a solution to this problem. Then he goes on to a little bit more detail on eliminating that 60 hertz hum coming from the wall wart generated from the power transformer, and actually I think at the end we just kind of throw up our hands and go to battery power. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 713, covering logs from the 3rd to the 8th of October 2009, are the stations being heard on air this last week? Stations including Captain Morgan, Channel Z, The Crystal Ship, Iron Man Radio, KIPM, Illuminati Prima Material, KUSA, North America, Liquid Radio, MAC, Northwoods Radio, Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Radio Japan, NHK. Actually, I caught that. Somebody's relaying NHK, the Radio Japan, on 6925. Unless actually Radio Japan is starting to tune up on 6925. It was rather loud and very strong when I caught them. Going to have to continue to monitor Radio Japan. Anyways, continuing on, Radio Mushroom, WEAK, WMPR, Micro Power Radio, WMR, Wee Monkey Radio, Wolverine Radio, and WSTH, We're Stairway to Heaven, all stations being heard on air this last week. And there is a announcement coming in from the Free Radio Weekly this week. Ed Kuzelik is stepping down as a Free Radio Weekly editor. And I guess we all would like to say thank you, Ed, for all the work you've done with FRW over the years. And we're sorry to see you go. Taking a look at some of the stations sending out QSLs this last week, only a few. The Crystal Ship and Radio Mushroom sending out QSLs, and actually another of one of the coolest QSLs ever has hit a Lucky DXer's mailbox. Captain Morgan sent out one of his prized Pirate Zone clocks to Newfoundland DXer. That's right, Newfoundland DXer caught one of the Pirate Zone QSL clocks in his mailbox. Hey, congrats, Newfoundland DXer, and cool that Captain Morgan takes the time to get those Pirate Zone clocks out to his listeners. Really cool.
You're listening to
The Secret World of Pirate Radio.
Cupid Radio.
They are outlaws of the airwaves.
Cupid Radio at hotmail.com.
A beat of Holland.
All right. Hey, thanks. That was, of course, an ID from Cupid Radio broadcasting from Holland. Now relaying the Pirates Week on their pirate radio. And that's always really cool. Hey, let's get into some off-air recording sound. We're going to click on the radio real quick here. I think that's Radio Paisano. He's been on broadcasting for an hour or so now this morning. It's Sunday morning, 12:41 UTC. That back down. It's a little live pirate radio action. Radio Paisano broadcasting on 6925 AM this morning. At least I think it was AM. Was it AM? Yeah, 6925 AM. Okay, let's get into it. We got a whole bunch of really, really good off-air recordings for you this week. And like I said, got a bunch of them. So we're going to get right into it. First up, a couple from Dimbulb, who threw these on the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. The best of British radio on 13955 kilohertz. That's 13955 kilohertz on Sunday, the 4th of October, around 1640 UTC. The best of British radio broadcasting at an apparent 12 watts. Take a listen to this. Next up, I recorded MAC 6925 AM 2100 UTC on the 10th of October, SINPO 45434. Signing on with the ever-present MAC theme, Paul Starr laughter interspersed with a bunch of old rock tunes. The standard fare for MAC. Take a listen to MAC.
The Four Tops right here on MAC. Stick around, kids. I've got more.
MAC.
Lemon Pipers, a green tambourine, a great tune right here on MAC. And I'm Paul Starr. Trip out, or whatever it was called.
I also caught the Crystal Ship, 5385 AM, the 6th of October, 2155 to 2305, SINPO 35434. The Crystal Ship, also note, a few weeks back, there was some discussion on the FRM of putting IDs in Spanish to try to get some QSLs from south of the border. Seems the poet has taken this to heart. Check out the Spanish language ID for the Crystal Ship in this clip. This is 5385 AM on the 6th of October.
What's up, Doc? I ain't no Doc. I'm a pirate. Seagoing Sam. The bloodthirstiest, shoot 'em firstiest, doggone worstiest buccaneer has ever sailed a Spanish main. Prepare to defend yourself, Rabbit, because I'm aboarding your ship.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to get the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
You are tuned to the Crystal Ship, the official radio voice of the Blue States Republic. Defenders of truth, peace, justice, and freedom of the airwaves.
Freedom of the airwaves.
Freedom of the airwaves.
Freedom of the airwaves.
Usted escucha el buque de cristal, la transmisión a las Américas de los grandes lagos de Estados Unidos. Esto es Radio de Pirata, Radio de Pirata, Radio de Pirata.
My name is Juliana Montana, and you are listening to The Crystal Ship. If you would like to QSL this transmission, or maybe you just want to get into my pants, please email us at tcfshortwave@gmail.com, and maybe you'll get lucky. tcfshortwave@gmail.com.
William K. Hertz caught Outhouse Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, 1920 UTC on the 9th of October. This is Outhouse Radio. William K. Hertz also caught Radio Magnazar. Radio Magnazar, I think that's a new one on me. 6925 Upper Sideband, the 5th of October, 2240 UTC to 2242. Real short, SIO 444. This is just a loop of IDs for Radio Magnazar, Station Magnazar, Pirate Radio Magnazar. This is about 30 seconds long. Take a listen to this. These next couple clips I also found on the drop. Lex down in Texas listening on his pal Star R30C caught Iron Man Radio the 11th of October 0410 to 0430 UTC 6925 Upper Sideband. Iron Man Radio with the Halloween 2009 program of music on handmade instruments including a cigar box guitar. Lex said it was a real good signal, unfortunately obscured by some S9 local RFI every couple minutes, so the edits on this are a bit choppy. Several IDs and a bit of a narrative from the op Scruffy Swab with some shout-outs at the end, so apparently he was monitoring the FRN posts in real time. Take a listen to Iron Man Radio.
Starbox guitar. Both necks are played at the same time. One neck has a bass string, and the other has three guitar strings. And he plays it with a slide. So that's a wild-looking thing. That's John Henry by Johnny Lobo. Okay, you're listening to Iron Man Radio. This is Scruffy Swab with the 2009 Iron Man Radio Halloween Extravaganza. Up next, we're going to have another cigar box guitar song. This one is called X-Ray Specs. It's by a band called Jug Fusion. And on this, we're going to have Shane Spiel doing the vocals, playing a two-string slide bass and a three-string electric cigar box guitar. And we have Mike Waters on the drums. So here is X-Ray Specs by Jug Fusion. Together. If you get a chance, go hear him sometime. He's a flat picker extraordinaire. On this cut, he's playing with his brother, Gary Keel, and they're both very good flat pickers. So this selection is called Catfish John, the Keel Brothers.
Lex also caught WTCR, 20th Century Radio, the 11th of October, 0120 to 0226 UTC, 6925 upper sideband with a variety of rock music. Dr. Morbius closed out the show with three requests from listeners posting their requests on the FRN, not quite as strong as the usual booming signal from WTCR, and faded rapidly towards the end of the show, but a pretty good copy down in Texas of WTCR.
This is WTCR, 20th Century Radio.
And finally, I got a little bit better clip from the station we heard just a few minutes ago. Radio Paisano, 6925 AM, 1200 UTC. This was just before I started recording the show this morning. 10-11-09, SINPO 45434. Radio Paisano with the Columbus Day program with a bunch of Italian songs. Like I said, this was I took this off air just before I started recording this morning. Radio Paisano.
This is the Radio Paisano for your QSL. Please email to radiopaisano@gmail.com. Radio Paisano.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at
all? Well, I do have some odds and ends for the other radio news segment before we get out of here. I got an email from the dude. He reports that a new MFJ Mighty Fine Junk has two scanners about to go on sale, a $100 tabletop base MFJ 8310 and a $200 portable MFJ 8322. And he says, yeah, well, so what about that? Until he looked at the specs for the portable MFJ 8322. It covers 10 meters, 6 meters, 2 meters, 222 megahertz, 70 centimeters, 33 centimeters, that's the 900 megahertz band, and 23 centimeters, 1.2 gigahertz. So it's like having a 7-band amateur radio receiver, and he suspects that this actually may be a Uniden rig, so he's looking for a Uniden model hitting the market soon. That's the MFJ 8322 with the 7-band capabilities. Also want to just kind of throw a nod out there just to, as a reminder, that the broadcasters, the shortwave broadcasters, are to shift to the winter schedule October 25th. And as many of you active shortwave listeners know, the most shortwave broadcasters will be adjusting their broadcast schedules on Sunday, October 25th, 2009, for the winter schedule. And finally, there was an article out there from HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. The HAARP scientists have created an artificial ionosphere. There is a post on the Monitoring Times shortwave blog. And, of course, links will be in the show notes, piratesweek.info. Okay, that's going to wrap us up this week. So what did we learn this last week? Well, we learned a couple things. We learned that there is at least was some shortwave pirate radio coming out of Russia. We also learned Radio Japan has been seen on 6925, or at least someone may be relaying NHK with a whole lot of power, because they were really booming in here in HK on 6925. And finally, we also learned that there is actually only three of us posting on the FRN. You know, you, me, and the other guy. Okay, that's all we learned this last week. As always, hey, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.